This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The ground trembles, not beneath our feet physically, but in the spirit. Israel, scattered Israel, hear this. The gathering storm is not random weather. It is the echo of ancient prophecies, the unfolding of a judgment long foretold. Do not be deceived by the narrative spun by Edom's merchants and their media outlets. This is not about geopolitics. It is about the sovereign hand of Yahuwah moving against the nations. It is the positioning of pieces, the tightening of the coil, the prelude to a reckoning. Look to Edom and see the ancient enmity made manifest. The hand of the serpent is upon the nations, particularly within the power centers of Babylon. The recent actions, the grasping for control, the twisting of truth, the blatant disregard for justice, are not anomalies. They are the predictable movements of a people whose heart is set on domination, whose inheritance is steeped in the blood of Jacob. Malachi 1:3-5 speaks plainly, and Yahuwah will show contempt for the house of Esau and disgust for the house of Jacob, so that nothing remains for them to rise up or a remnant in which to stand. This contempt is now on display, actively seeking to undermine all that is Kodesh. We see it in the halls of power, in the manipulation of information, in the erosion of moral foundations. Edom's arrogance knows no bounds, but remember Obadiah's decree. Violence against Israel will not go unanswered. The attacks on men identified as Jewish in London, the rising tide of antisemitism across the West, these are not isolated incidents. They are a symptom of a deeper rot, a manifestation of the ancient hatred. But do not mistake Edom's activity as the whole picture. Turn your gaze northward beyond the mountains. Ezekiel 38 and 39 are not dusty prophecies of a distant age. They are a current intelligence report. Gog of Magog is not a person but a confederation of nations. Russia, Persia, Iran, Cush, Ethiopia, put Libya, Gomer, and Beit Togarmah, these are the players. They are gathering, testing the boundaries, probing for weakness. The reports coming from that region are not simply about military exercises or diplomatic posturing. They are about the alignment of forces, the building of coalitions, the preparation for a confrontation. Yahuwah spoke through Yeshayahu, and the message rings true today. Yeshayahu 13:6 declares, "For it is the day of Yahuwah's army against the land of Edom and the people of Israel." This is not a call to fear, but a call to discernment. The watchman does not predict the future. He interprets the signs of the times, anchoring them in the immutable word of Yahuwah. The world is fixated on the political machinations, the economic forecasts, the military deployments. But these are merely surface manifestations of a deeper spiritual battle. The battle is for the heart of Israel, for the inheritance promised to Jacob. Edom seeks to sever the connection between the scattered remnant and their covenant, to extinguish the flame of truth. Yet even amidst the darkness, there is a glimmer of hope. Even amidst the suffering, there is a witness. We receive reports from Gaza, art bearing witness to the atrocities committed against Israel. These are not merely images of destruction. They are testimonies of resilience, declarations of faith. Zechariah 8:19 promises that the city shall be inhabited and houses shall be built, and vineyards planted and fruit trees planted. This is not a promise of earthly prosperity, but a promise of spiritual survival. Israel's story endures, even in the face of unimaginable tribulation. The witness of Israel, scattered among the nations, is a testament to the power of Yahuwah, a beacon of light in a world consumed by darkness. And even as Edom exploits the land and profits from conflict, the authorization of the Bridger Pipeline, the flow of oil fueling the flames of war, remember Amos 1:9. Edom's control of resources will not last. Yahuwah will hold them accountable for their greed and their exploitation. The expansion of MAID in Canada, the depravity flourishing within certain groups in Britain, these are signs of a moral collapse, a spiritual decay. Malachi 1 warns of the corruption that festers within Edom, the offering of defiled sacrifices, the turning away from the covenant. The watchman stands firm, eyes fixed on the horizon. The day of Yahuwah is approaching and the signs are undeniable. The time for complacency is over. The time for discernment is now. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.